This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly Mr. Bradley Dean. This morning I was called up to do an interview, and the name of the program was called The Last Call. And it was interesting because the questions that were being asked during this interview applied to scriptural common sense, which I'm not taking a shot at anybody, but it really does. So there, in other words, let me put it this way. It was easy to answer the questions. You know, what is my end aim? What is my end objective? Why do you do what you do? And the bottom line, friends, is because I want to be a part of the answers. I don't want to be a part of the problem. Now, we're not going to be able to tell you what the answers are until we first tell you the problem, but I want to tell you that we're the first ones to tell you also, you don't magnify the crime against the law, you magnify the law against the crime so you can know what righteousness and peace is within the gate. What you see in America today is you see them doing just the exact opposite. They're magnifying the crime, and then they're making no reference to the answers, which brings about the resolve through the enforcement of the law unto judgment to establish righteousness and peace within the gate. And I noticed this years and years and years and years ago. Why is everybody on the radio? Why is everybody? And for the most part, that's not an over-exaggeration. That's not embellishing the facts. It's not sensationalized conversation, friends, that we're having here. It's true. They're magnifying the problem. And when you take that to the church, the Bible says, moreover, the law abounds that grace does much more abound, right? But it tells us that moreover, the law enters that the offense might abound. And where sin abounded, grace did much more abound. Well, we're not seeing grace abound over sin. We're seeing sin abound over grace, according to the understanding that men have in this country. Let me say it this way. Friends, Jesus Christ is the standard, not fallen man. Don't take the priests and the hirelings and the whores and the pulpits as being the standard. You have the Holy Ghost who comes about to teach us all things, to guide us into all truth, to give us perfect knowledge of every circumstance and opportunity that He promises to give unto us, because we're not conformed to this world. We're transformed by the renewing of our minds by the Word of God, and we know that the Holy Ghost is given unto those that obey. Read Acts 5. So we don't depend upon man. Matter of fact, it tells us in 1 John 2, I believe verse 21, that the anointing that abides in us teaches us all things. We need no man teach us anything. Though we have the body of Christ, and though everybody has their function, the apostle, the prophet, the teacher, the evangelist, and the pastor, the bottom line is we're all of the same mind in the same judgment, 1 Corinthians chapter 1. And again, the Holy Ghost does just that. Read Ephesians 4 as well. Read the whole chapter. So I want to tell you that Jesus came into the world to save His people from their sin, Matthew 1:21. He's called us to become more than overcomers and conquerors through Him that loved us. And the Bible tells us that greater is He that is in us than he that is in the world. Yeah, that's all true. Okay, but are we living that? And I'm getting to this, friends. What is it that we need to do to turn things around in this country? Well, who's the end aim? Who do you have your eyes fixed on? Either it's the author and the finisher of your faith, but I'll tell you what, friends, if it's not Jesus Christ, you are succumbing to this world, and that's why sin abounds over grace. And that's why people in this world, through the lack of knowledge, Hosea 4:6, are being destroyed. Because they think to magnify the crime against the law is somehow going to bring about the resolve. How backwards can people be? In the base, basically, the best way to find the answers as to America's dilemmas today is not only show them the price paid, which is it coincides with what I'm going to be talking about in just a couple minutes here, but we're to follow those that went before us in the faith. Well, what am I talking about, Brad? I want the answers for the American people. I want to be a part of the answer in this country. The way the black-robed regiment were, the forerunners of the American Revolution. You know, there's a reason our forefathers told us to study the past. There's a reason that we were told that the best way to predict the future is to look to the past and understand how things worked in the past so we know how things are going to work for us in the present and in the future. And it keeps coming back to this. Prevention is better than cure. Prevention is better than cure. But what happens when the foundations are gone, Bradley? The way it tells us in the book of Psalm, chapter 11. Well, the Bible tells us the Lord's still on the throne. And our forefathers, if you take that over to them in the natural, learning the spiritual lessons, friends, when we're in a situation that we're in the way that we are today in the present, we need to look to our forefathers to understand what it's going to take. And that is experienced men. That is empowered men. And I'm talking about the empowering of the Holy Ghost, who is our teacher, that teaches us to make distinction in the battle, 1 Corinthians 14. That we might know, as the sons of Issachar knew the times. Again, I'm talking about what is it going to take to bring about the answers. It's going to take a bunch of people coming together. Not a majority to prevail, but a minority. Okay? Under God, to establish the same things our forefathers established. We don't have to possess. We already have possessed. We are in the promised land. What we need to do is stand up and know God's Torah and know how we're to deal with crime, to remain in this country as a free people. Because we see what's happening today, friends. The government, for the most part, is not doing their job. No, there's a UN global initiative that representatives have taken on, and people are trying to figure out who these special interest groups are that these representatives in America are working for. I can tell you right now, it's a UN global initiative. They're not working for we the people to preserve what we have. They're working for special interest groups to establish an international order, friends. And I hope this brings a lot of resolve to some of the question marks that you've had in your mind. What's going on? Why are they doing this? They're doing this because they've sold their souls for 30 pieces of silver, friends, just like Judas. And what they're doing is they're doing their best to kiss you while betraying you at the same time and hope that you don't know the difference. But you're being sold down the river. What I'm going to do, friends, is we're going to talk about the forerunners of the American Revolution. They're called the Black Robe Regiment. And I guarantee you, friends, this will bring such a stark contrast to what you're seeing in this country today that there'll be no denial as to what needs to be done to bring about the resolve that we're all looking for in this country. And it all starts with submitting ourselves to the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob, the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, who is alive forevermore. We'll be right back on the other side of this break. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. At any time, if you'd like to call in, 1-866-582-9933. We'll be right back on the other side.
The Sons and Daughters of Liberty. I know you've heard that name before, but who are they and what does that have to do with the Sons of Liberty? The Sons and Daughters of Liberty are a group of faithful men and women who have decided to do something about the problems that we see in America today. They are those who have made it a point to faithfully support our ministry on a monthly basis. They have said, I am tired of hearing about all the problems. It's time for me to be a part of the answers. They choose whatever level of giving is right for them and are consistently part of a team that is reaching this nation with the truth and the gospel of Jesus Christ. And you can be a part of it too. How do you join the team? Go to SonsOfLibertyRadio.com and click on the Spread the Word button. There are different levels of membership for you to choose from, or you can create your own and plug in the amount that's right for you. Join today and have the satisfaction of knowing that you're doing your part to create a better future for tomorrow and our posterity. We thank God for each and every one of our faithful supporters and hope that you will join together with us to restore this nation back unto Christ, the only hope for America.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. Or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Richard Mast, attorney with Liberty Counsel. Bradley Dean and Sons of Liberty Radio are on the front lines of our culture war, and I am proud to call them brothers in arms. What America needs now is more people telling the truth, regardless of the cost. Bradley is one of those people.
Become a son or daughter of Liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Back again to the Sons of Liberty, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. You have us as the number one radio show out of 87 different radio programs to choose from. We appreciate that. Thank you, thank you, thank you. 104 radio stations just got picked up by another one in New Mexico last week. We thank you for your trust. And with that said, we also broadcast into 53 different countries as well. Again, you have us as the number one radio show across the country. We appreciate that. We are live at any time if you'd like to call in. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. If you'd like to check us out online, please go to Facebook, Bradley Dean. Bradley Dean on Facebook, double E. Twitter, Bradley Dean 1, Bradley Dean 1. Sons of Liberty Media, YouTube, Bradley Dean. Go ahead and check out the hundreds of videos that we have posted to bring about the answers. And there's a plethora of topics that we cover. But again, we show you the issues that we're dealing with, but we always bring in about the resolve concerning every single one of those issues. And it really comes back to the American people if they're willing to actually see things through. And if they really love their country. You know, I said yesterday on the radio, it's interesting how many people talk about how they love their country so much that they're willing to die for it. Well, do you love your country enough, friends, to actually live for it? Because there's the real test. Read 2 Corinthians 5:15. We're called to live unto him who died for us. With that said, again, Sons of Liberty Media, Bradley Dean on YouTube, just posted another brand new one this morning. A little bit of an expose on pornography and how it is the great demoralizer, friends. It gives power to tyranny. If I can demoralize you, I can control you. And what works better than that which breaks down your virtue and your, well, your propensities and lust, friends? Nothing more. It's interesting how they use that, isn't it, friends? But that's what's happening in this country. We give you the answers as well on YouTube. Sons of Liberty, Bradley Dean. Again, if you'd like to call in, 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the sonsoflibertyradio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Friends, you can search the world over. Literally search the world over. You can read a million books. You know what comes to my aid right now is there's a book called 100 Things That Men Have Learned from History, and you open the book up, and there's 100 blank pages on it. It's exactly right, because it always comes back to the answer. Where's the answer? The answer falls back to your Father, your Creator. You're the creation. Okay? He always has the answers to every issue of life. He has the answers. So if you're really, truly looking for the answers, you're going to find them in the living God. Hey, listen, I want you to understand something before we get kicking on this Black Robe Regiment topic. Nobody talked me into what I'm doing. I didn't have a pastor or a priest or some guy that, you know, that hung on to me because he wanted to proselytize me. I wasn't converted by the hand of man. I just want everybody to understand that. And if you want to check out my testimony, we have a comic book that was done by Danny Bulinati, a comic artist for none other than Marvel and DC Comics. It's available on sonsoflibertymedia.com. Go to the store or go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. Go to the store and order the comic book. It's my testimony. And it's interesting, the feedback that I continuously get from that comic book is, when I started it, I couldn't set it down. When I started it, I couldn't set it down. You know, the Chinese use comic books to basically throw their propaganda on the up-and-coming generations. Communists do this, right? They use comic books, right? Well, you know what? We can use it for the right purposes as well, and that's exactly what it is. Go to Sons of Liberty Radio, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Go to the store. The book is called My War, and it's a comic book. Do yourself a favor and check it out so you can understand that what God puts in a man, no devil in hell can talk him out of it. Okay? And I am that guy. I just want to let you know that first and foremost. The forerunners of the American Revolution found on sonsoflibertymedia.com, the Black Robed Regiment. Who are these guys? Well, listen to what Thomas Paine, the author and founder, he's an author of a book called Common Sense, which many people believed was used to incite the revolution. Those who expect to reap the blessings of freedom must, like men, undergo the fatigue of supporting it. That applies to all of us. And whether we defeat the enemy in one battle or by degrees, the consequences will be the same. Okay? Keep that on the top of your mind throughout the duration until I get to the quotes concerning the Black Robe Regiment and to identify and the characteristics of who they are and what it is that they've done. Okay? Because we need to repeat history in a fashion that emulates our forefathers, namely the Black Robe Regiment, the true heroes of the revolution, the American Revolution. I remember when I first got into ministry, I was approached and asked to attend a youth group to give my testimony, and of course I obliged. I also remember after giving my testimony that week, I began to hear over and over by the youth pastor as to what they were going to do, listen to me, as to what they were going to do in reaching the up-and-coming generation. Yet week after week, it was the same thing, just sensationalized preaching with little to no action outside of the church building. How prevalent is that today in the American church? Read 1 John 3:18. It then drags month after month, at which point I had enough. Hey, folks, I'm here preparing Colossians 2, 7 through 18 to bring about the answers, Isaiah 6, 8, to this world, John 4, 35. And this youth pastor, this guy is doing nothing but talk, talk, and even more talk. I can only stomach so much of it, friends. I'm not built to sit around in a church building and pacify and deceive myself by merely talking about what needs to be done. Proverbs 6, 9, James 4, 2, 14 through 26. Being hearers of the world, deceiving myself by not being a doer of the word, friends. And it's also interesting to note before I start kicking this off, friends, as a side note, after every church service when I was a baby born again Christian, born by the Spirit of God, friends, okay? John 3, 3. After each service, I was in the church library studying the likes of Charles Spurgeon, the Prince of Preachers, John Knox, Martin Luther, a bit of Charles Finney, John Wesley, Jonathan Edwards, John Calvin, Smith Wigglesworth, John Alexander Dowie, and William and Catherine Booth, just to name a few. I mean, folks, these were the giants in the faith that obtained a good report. Hebrews 11, 2. And I wanted to know the God that they served. I wanted to know the God that they tested and proved is what I wanted to know. And I was not going to settle, nor will I settle for anything less than the tangible spirit of the living God. Because, friends, there's a definite difference between the church in America from the founding era to the present. Majorly. As a matter of fact, I will not even read, friends, what you see today in the present, 100 years back and 100 years to the present going forward, I'll have nothing to do with it. Because you see that men of God 100 years ago didn't talk about what needed to be done, only they actually did it. And they understood that action speaks a lot louder than words. And the reason that they stepped out is because they trusted in the living God to deliver concerning His promises. Because they knew, like the children of Israel knew, friends, that not one word of His covenant, not one word did He fail to fulfill. Isn't it interesting how in churches today, we don't talk about the faithfulness of God? And I want to tell you why they don't talk about the faithfulness of God. They don't talk about the faithfulness of God is because they've never tested. They've never gone out into deep waters to test the providence, hand of God, the resources of God, the promises of God. Charles Spurgeon was right when he said that the Lord is looking for men whose backs are up against the wall, that can be used to the end of themselves to fulfill the promises of God and fulfilling all that which is in Christ. The Bible says that we are in Him who is the head of all principality and power and might and dominion. Friends, it's not enough to talk about what God did through Abraham and Isaac and Noah. It's not good enough to see what He did for Moses and Joshua or the children of Israel. It's not good enough to see what He did for David, especially when we know that Scripture tells us that He's faithful unto all generations. It's not good enough, friends, to just talk about the God of Gideon. It's not good enough to talk about the Gideon the Lord through patriarchs such as that of Samson or the major prophets or the minor prophets. It's not good enough just to talk about Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John and Peter and Judas and James and so on and so forth, friends. It's not good enough for me to talk about what He did for them when He says that, "Call unto Me and I will answer and show you great and mighty things in which you know not." It's not good enough for me where He tells us in the book of Psalms to open your mouth and I will fill it with His promises. Okay? It's not good enough for me to sit and read about the great things that God did through other men. No! God is not a respecter of persons, and if He's not a respecter of persons, and He said that I am the Lord thy God and I change not, then guess what? If He didn't change, then that means we did. And if we're changing for the wrong, then let's turn around and change for the right and meet Him on His terms and see what He won't do on our behalf. We're talking about the Black Robe Regiment. We'll be right back after this break. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent. If you're on the road this holiday weekend, National Weather Service lead forecaster Bob Arbeck says there's some seasonal weather you'll have to face.
There's definitely heavy snow potential as we go on to later today into Sunday from parts of the central Rockies eastward into the plains and up towards the upper Great Lakes. Snow totals anywhere from 4 to 8 inches.
A major scientific report has been released by 13 federal agencies on climate change. USA's Winnie King has more on that.
The report paints an almost doomsday scenario, predicting more catastrophic storms, droughts, and wildfires if immediate steps are not taken to slow or stop global warming. The Trump administration decided to quietly release a report on the world's weather and its effects on things like hurricanes and wildfires, which have cost this country in particular lives and money. The report says these kind of disasters will get worse.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Is there a healthy option for weight loss out there? One without stimulants and no dangerous side effects? The answer is yes. That yes is with Calitrin. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
Hey, this was Jack from Pennsylvania, and I've been using Calitrin. In 2003, I was in a bad automobile accident. I had herniated discs, pinched nerves in my neck. I had got acute degenerative disc disease. I've got arthritis in my back and arms, and the Calitrin has definitely helped. I used to go to the chiropractor at least once a week, and my other doctors quite often. The Calitrin has definitely helped me, and I definitely recommend it to anybody.
So I got the Calitrin, and I tried it and was amazed at how well it worked. I lost my stomach. I got into pants that I had not been into in a year and a half. So it's been wonderful.
See? Calitrin is proven for weight loss and safety and has been trusted for over 20 years. Check it out at TopLoss.com. And while you're there, register to win a free 90-day supply. That's TopLoss.com.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $150, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-4686. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. Plus, you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-4686. That's 1-800-656-4686. 1-800-656-4686.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. I wanted to let you know something, friends. By the way, I wanted to give a shout-out to our friends over at Before It's News for the live broadcast and my friend Michael Roach over there, thank you for your trust, my friend. But I wanted to highlight something that I was talking about during the last segment. People need to understand that the New Testament is the fulfilling of the Old. And when I'm talking about Scripture, where the Lord says, open your mouth wide and I will fill it, and the Lord looks to and fro upon those that are on the earth, whose hearts are perfect towards Him, that He might show Himself strong on their behalf, and call unto Me and I will answer and show you great and mighty things, and He's faithful unto all generations. He's found in this the generation of the righteous, and He tells us in Malachi 3, verse 6, He says, I am the Lord thy God, I change not. And then in the New Testament, in Hebrews 13, 8, I'm the same yesterday, today, and forever. Well, let's go to the New Testament, talking about those promises. You know, the Bible tells us in the book of John that had all the books been written, we could still, not all the books in the world could even contain the miracles that God had performed through Jesus Christ. And listen to what Jesus said in John 14, 12. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on Me, the works that I do shall he do also, and greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto My Father. Where is your excuse? Where's your excuse? The excuse is disobedience. And what it comes to, friends, is this. The church isn't plugged in to the power source, that being of the Christ and the Holy Ghost. Because if they were plugged in, I'll tell you what, taste and see that the Lord is good has meaning. Because once you taste, you never turn and go back. You're like in the Holy Ghost mob, in a righteous sense, friends. And again, if He's not a respecter of persons, then I have the same access into the Holy of Holies, Hebrews 10, 19 through 22, to commune with God, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And our forefathers, the same God that Moses served, is My Father. The same God that Jesus served is My Father. He is Abba Father. And that's pretty awesome when you think about it. Acts 10:34, read it. Now, I want to tell you that I can't sit in a circle and pretend. Matthew 23, verse 3. I can't sit and say one thing and not do it. Matter of fact, I said earlier, I will not preach without his witness. That's found in Acts 5:32, because the Holy Ghost is given unto those that obey. Nor will I have any part of playing church without the practice of what I preach. That's why it's important not just to hide behind a pencil, playing the paper tiger, hiding behind the microphone the way that so many do. You know, it's interesting, friends. I got a question for you. Concerning those that are serving their golden calves, you know, their sponsors, that's why they don't say certain things and they don't address certain issues that really matter. They do it because they don't want to lose the money. And so many people out there just love these show hosts. Well, the fact of the matter is, if they loved your country so much, why aren't they out there on the battlefield where all honor lies, said our forefathers? Because they don't love their country enough, friends. They only love it so far as that they can talk about it. They don't want to have to do anything about it. And then you look at a ministry like mine where we have to play commercials, where we have to ask for support from the people because the people don't know better. Because it's the gifts and offerings that keep the ministry afloat. You know, it's pretty backwards, isn't it, friends? And yet we're out there every single month on the front lines. We're not going to have ourselves just be in a ministry, again, that hides behind the microphone or hides behind a pen. That's not us. It never will be us. Luke 19:10 comes to mind. You know, I was just saying that I'll have no part of playing church without the practice of what I preach. For this is the widespread problem that we have in this country today. People are just talking. I mean, just think about this. Psalm 71:18 through 19 says, "Oh God, forsake me not until I have showed thy strength unto this generation." In other words, King David is saying, "Father, I want them to see you. Father, I want them to see your power. Father, I want to show my generation how much I love you and how much I love them." He said, "Forsake me not until I've showed thy strength unto this generation and thy power to everyone that is to come. Thy righteousness also, O God, is very high. Who has done great things, O God, who is like unto thee?" Psalm 71:18 through 19. And if that applies to David, that applies to every single one of us, brothers and sisters from another mother. And again, it's enough to talk about what needs to be done. It isn't. Is it enough to talk about the great men of the past that proved the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob? No, it's not. Talking alone does not get the job done. Faith that worketh by love does. Galatians 5:6, and again, as I said earlier, friends, action speaks a lot louder than words. 1 Thessalonians 1:5 says, "For our gospel came not unto you in word only." Listen carefully. Our gospel didn't come unto you in word only, but also in power and in the Holy Ghost and in much assurance, as you know what manner of men were among you for your sake. If it doesn't come in power, friends, they're not plugged in. And if they're not plugged in, you better turn and run. Because that's what they're teaching you to do. They're teaching you to get the job done without the power resource that is sent down from heaven to preach the gospel through you. Now, bringing it to the closer and to the present time, from that of the biblical patriarchs, is our founding fathers. Moving up from 6,000 years ago to 2,000 years ago to now 200 years ago. These guys sacrificed themselves in order that their posterity might have freedom, just like that of our forefathers concerning the patriarchs. Look at their sacrifice. Look at their blood. Look at their fight. Look at the liberty that they gave unto us through their sacrifice. Read 2 Corinthians 3:17. Now, when I'm talking about the forefathers, I'm specifically talking about, namely, the Black Robed Regiment. I recently watched an A-plus documentary. It was a movie on the history of the Black Robe Regiment. These were the apostolic and prophetic preachers of the day, 1 Corinthians 12:28. And the four, by the way, that's one thing that you need to understand. When I was talking about during the first segment today about how the pastors aren't doing this and the pastors aren't doing that concerning this interview that I did this morning, well, first of all, understand the pastor's not called to lead anything. The apostle and the prophet and the teacher are. And let me ask you the next question. Where are the apostle and the prophet and the teacher? They're ostracized by the church. And yet the church today will say that they lack the prophetic word amongst their congregants, their congregations. Of course. You need a prophetic word, then get back to the prophetic and the apostolic and bring the teacher in with them so they can get the job done. 1 Corinthians 12:28. The pastor is brought up one time in the New Testament. Why is it that we're continuously inundated with the pastor leading the church? They're not called to lead the church, friends. Pastors brought up one time in the New Testament. One time. I believe more than anything what this country lacks is the prophets. And I'll tell you, the prophets that you're getting today, for the most part, friends, are upside down on their head, preaching the opposite of what the prophets should be preaching. Okay? And prophesying. You know, they got one guy out there, friends, who is just continuously lying to the people. And charisma and the prosperity preachers put this guy up and they hang on every word he says. And day by day, just the exact opposite is happening in the country. That's why we stick to the Word of God and show you what the Word says. So you can detect counterfeits like this. But the antinomianists, those that have no regard for law, have been filling up our churches for the last 60 years in this country. And no wonder why you have a society filled with anarchists. Because you let the antinomianists preach. You let them rule the roost. And they're teaching you to go and prosper, when in fact, friends, just the opposite is true. We need to go to war. We need to get into the battle and fight the good fight of faith. They're not teaching that. They're not telling you to repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. They're telling you God loves you and has a wonderful plan for your life. Go ahead and do whatever you want to do. You're saved by the grace of God, using the grace as an occasion for the flesh. What Bible are they reading? And what Bible are those that are following these hirelings, these false prophets that are getting stoned right now in the spirit because the wrath of God abides upon the children of disobedience? And I'm helping things along just a little bit here. But how is it that they prosper? Off the ignorance, the biblically illiterate preachers of the day, who fail to preach Christ crucified. They fail to preach law to grace. Galatians 3:24. Going back to the Black Robe Regiment, I watched an A-plus documentary. It was a movie. It said both, documentary and movie. Just the other day. It was on the Black Robe Regiment. These were the apostolic and prophetic preachers of the day. And the forerunners, Micah 2:13, read it. Who had the courage to act on our behalf over 242 years ago. Hey, friends, they didn't just preach out against the sins of the tyrants. They fought against him and his armies by resisting and throwing off his ungodly rule. You know, resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. Well, you have the biblically illiterate today questioning the mindset of those that told you that. And then when you tell them the president, namely Thomas Jefferson, is the one that coined the phrase, all of a sudden you don't ever hear any of their backlash or their rebuttals any longer, because they realize they just stuck both of their feet in their mouth. Ben Franklin said the same thing. John Adams said the same thing. Though Benjamin Franklin wasn't a president, he was still a wise individual. Matter of fact, let me prove the point. Roger Sherman said, architect and signer of the Declaration of Independence, sad will be the day when the American people forget their traditions and their history and no longer remember that the country they love, they say they love, the institutions they cherish and the freedom they hope to preserve were born from the throes of armed resistance to tyranny and nursed in the rugged arms of fearless men. Fearless men. Hey, friends, what runs antithetical, in contrast, directly opposed to what I'm telling you right now? The modern day, but you know what? It's not just the church. It's the modern day man. The modern day capitulator. There's so many spineless men in this country today, it sickens me. We're going to take a quick break. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
My name is Rod Romine from Michigan. This ministry is continually on the front lines in America. If any of you who hear this are just hearers of the word and not doers, Christ says he will spew us out of his mouth. Let's stand up for the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, Jesus Christ, and keep this ministry funded. Thanks, Bradley, and your family.
Become a son or daughter of Liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Okay, so we got one more segment on this topic. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Let me kick that off for you one more time. This is Roger Sherman, architect and signer of the Declaration of Independence. You want to talk about radical for righteousness, friends? Here you have it. Sad will be the day when the American people forget their traditions and their history, and no longer remember that the country they say they love, I'm adding the word say, the institutions they cherish, the institutions they say they cherish, and the freedom they hope to preserve, at least so they say, were born from the throes of armed resistance to tyranny and nursed in the rugged arms of fearless men. How do you put that up with modern man in America today? You know, I went over to the other day, I ended up getting caught up on Thursday, Thanksgiving, grabbing some groceries so we didn't have to do it on Friday. We got caught in the middle of Black Friday. And I was trying to figure out why there were so many cars in the parking lots. And then we walked inside the store, and there was hundreds and hundreds and hundreds, and aisle after aisle after aisle of people. And I walked in, I said, what's going on? He said, it's Black Friday. I said, well, boy, if I'd have known that, I went to came in right now. And what I noticed was a bunch of full-grown men, friends, a bunch of full-grown men and women that wanted to live large, but they weren't willing to work for it nor fight for it. What are you talking about? Bradley, what are you talking about? You know what they were lining up to get, friends? TVs for half off, right? And you know what was right next to the TV? And they also had these wall mounts, too, which were half off. And they had the wall mounts first, then the television. You know what came after the television, friends? You know what all these full-grown men were looking to get? A brand new computer game called Spider-Man. What a bunch of losers. They don't deserve the freedom that we have. There's not a right way to say, oh, Bradley, don't be so unloving. What do you mean so unloving? Hey, let me say this. Don't be so disrespectful to the honor of those that fought, bled, and died to give us what we have so they can disgrace it. And that's exactly what these people are doing. I told my wife probably 3 or 4 times, walking through that store, I'm ashamed of what these people have become. I said, no wonder why the enemy is so busy right now. What an easy enemy to conquer. What a bunch of great little slaves looking to get a deal on Friday. And you know, just to top it off, I had to listen to one of the employees say, because everybody was trying to get their television first and their Spider-Man game first, and they were willing to sacrifice themselves to be the first one to get it. Now, people, you need to relax a little bit and don't be unkind towards each other. And I thought, my goodness, man, can you imagine these people loving their country enough to actually stand up against tyranny and shutting down corruption in government, starting first with the church? Can you imagine these people fighting over who's going to protest first to stop abortion and to stop homosexual marriage and stop this Muslim invasion, which is based off of UN policy? And sooner or later, they're going to overthrow this country if you don't wake up, America. Boy, oh boy, I said to my wife, can you imagine these people taking the time to protest? Of course not. You know, the Bible says where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. They care more about their wall mounts and their television sets and their new Spider-Man computer game so they can go ahead and live large, friends. Off the backs of those that are fighting to give you today what you have, and those of the past to the present. Disgraceful, embarrassing, shameful. I was ashamed, America. I was ashamed of what I seen. And don't sit there and tell me about how that's hate. No, that's love. We got a bunch of full-grown men and women that care more about what they can get at a discounted price than they do the lives of the innocent in the womb. And to set the record straight in the church and in this government. So our posterity, our kids and their kids, mind you, will have a future and a hope. Now, if that's out of sight and out of mind to these people, we have nothing but a bunch of effeminate and godless hirelings who are afraid of their own shadows. Read Revelations 21, verse 8. Sitting in another one of their board meetings in the church, like a bunch of clowns in a circus, trying to figure out how they can entertain and introduce the sheep goats to the wolves. Read Matthew 25, verse 31 through 46. And 1 John 2, 15 through 17. Listen to what the wisdom of Charles Spurgeon brought forth back in the 1700s. He said, a time will come when instead of shepherds feeding the sheep, the church will have clowns entertaining the goats. And Scripture tells us in John 10, 12, but he that is a hireling and not the shepherd, whose own the sheep are not, seeth the wolf coming and leaveth the sheep and fleeth, and the wolf catcheth them and scattereth the sheep. Man, they make a prey of the sheep. They're educating the people to become sheep, friends, amongst the wolves. I want to get right to this, and let's light the candle and see how our forefathers led the way. Looking now to the example of the Black Robe regiments and what was recorded on their behalf, Malachi 3:16, those who have gone before us in the faith, Hebrews 11, and see how they trusted in the living God, Proverbs 3:5, and how the Lord answered on their behalf, and ours, their posterity. This is B.F. Morrison, historian, 1864, said of the Black Robe Regiment, no class of men contributed more to carry forward the revolution and to achieve our independence than did the ministers of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Frank Moore, historian, 1862, the preacher of the revolution and the preachers of the revolution did not hesitate to attack the great political and social evils of their day. Are you seeing that today, America? Nope. Nope, you're sure not. You're allowing the CIA-controlled media to browbeat you into submission while they continuously, through totalitarian methods, attack you and who you are. And if you speak too harshly, then they'll try to categorize you as a hater or a bigot or this, that, and the other thing. Let them say what they will. We don't ask the devil for permission to obey God. We're called to be preachers, to preach forth the word in season and out of season. To the pulpit, we owe the moral force which was our independence. The pulpit, America. They prepared for the struggle and went into the battle, not as soldiers of fortune, what they could get out of it, but with the word of God in their hearts and trusting in Him. England sent her armies to compel submission, and the colonists appealed to heaven. John Wingate Thornton, historian, 1860. Does that sound like what you're seeing today, America? Is that your understanding of the history of the church? Nope, it isn't. That's why I'm bringing it forth to the light. To shame the darkness. To shame the compromise. To shame the hirelings. To shame the whores. To shame the effeminate do-nothings in the pulpits. The righteous rebellion began in the churches before spilling out into the streets of Boston and the rural regions of the colonies. In 1776, mixing politics and religion, Christianity was as common as drinking smuggled tea. James Adams, author and journalist, said the colonial clergy created the religious climate that made it possible for the American Revolution to take place. Who was teaching resistance towards tyrants? The Black Robe Regiment was, along with the Sons of Liberty, Committee of Correspondence, 1772. They were making the colonies abreast. They kept them abreast as to what was going on concerning within the colonies and what was going on over in Britain. The Christian ministers of war had done their job well, infusing their congregants with the feeling that they were first and foremost Christian soldiers. What are we hearing today? Well, you can't link the militancy to Christianity. What Bible are you reading? I'm just curious. Hey, not by power, not by might, but by my spirit, saith the Lord. Was he considered a man of war? Was Jesus called the Lion of the tribe of Judah? Why, yes, he was. And he's called the Prince of Peace, just like a police officer is called a peace officer. You bring about law to establish peace within the gate, right? James Adams said the poorly armed ragtag American recruits set forth to do battle. In the process, they would turn the world upside down in Jesus' name. Moses Mather, 1775, since we are compelled to take up the sword in the necessary defense of our liberties, listen carefully, since we are forced, compelled to take up the sword, the same thing that's happening today. The American people are coming to the point where they're feeling compelled to have to defend themselves against tyranny across the boards. He said, in the necessary defense of our liberties, let us gird on the harness with firm defiance and with fixed purpose to part with our liberty only with our lives. Oh my goodness. Whoa. William Gordon said in 1777, he said, we are not fighting against the name of a king, but the tyranny. And if we sailor that tyranny under another name, we only change our master without getting rid of slavery. Look and learn and look to those that went before you in the faith, friends. Because it's the only hope you have. And it's all directed at me pointing my finger to the living Christ. In Jesus' name, hour two coming up. Be right back.
If you took your name, we'll hear you.
Why are we getting killed like this?
Kyle's not here. Got caught drinking beer in the park a couple of nights ago.
Really?
Yeah. Zero tolerance. He's out for the season.
Harsh.
Hey, he knew not to drink. We made that clear to all of our kids, right?
No, not really.
Bill, if we don't tell them what we expect and why they shouldn't drink, how are they going to know?
Talk. They hear you.
You can do it if you try.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.